B-Pod Studios.
Back live at the Ron Jaworski Open. This is unbelievable, man.
Blue Heron?
Yeah.
Great course.
It's unbelievable. Great stuff going on right here. This is, and it benefits such a great cause, Jaws Youth Playbook.
Mm.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Just over $5 million raised. Wow, that's a lot of dough.
You can, by the way, you can also donate JawsYouthPlaybook.org. And it's a great cause. Blue Heron Pines is just outrageous.
Oh, it's a beautiful course.
We played here last year.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I've never played this course. I played a bunch of Jaws course, but not this one.
Yeah, I played here last summer.
How'd you hit him?
Dude, I played twice. This was one of the places. The other one was Ramble.
You got your money's worth. You hit a lot of shots.
Exactly. How did you hit them? Yeah. It was great time because we stayed at my buddy Toots' place, and then we came here.
Oh, it's perfect. I have a philosophy, and it's this. Tell me if you agree. Your worst day on the golf course is better than your best day at work. That's my philosophy.
Not for us.
Yeah, even for us. I'd always rather be golfing.
Yeah,
I love the men's clubhouse.
I like the Seven Tap Tavern.
You got everything.
That's my favorite part is that you earned. It's like
an earned cocktail.
Yes, it's like a guilt free because you did something. So I just sat there like a lump. By the way, from Jim from the Palm on the text board, the new Dominic the Donkey.
Uh oh,
and he's wearing Phillies red. Hashtag Gabe's gotta go. Hashtag Stunad meter. Hashtag 1098. Hashtag go birds.
Well, a lot of people are asking for the Stunad meter. I'm getting a lot of requests. Dude, to break
Bryce
it back
Harper's
out.
Asking you for the Stunad meter.
Oh, with that laugh, you're right. He did ask for the Stunad meter.
Seriously, I never heard that before. Like, give me the last time you've seen that. How do you come back from that?
Well, that's,
like if you're Gabe and like you go meet the media and they go, hey, yo, Gabe, you're the best player, $335 million man, laughed at you. I mean, it was a snickering, dismissive, the guy. Why don't you just say the guy's a tool?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what that said.
I was expecting to go, did he say that? If he said that, he's a half a Stunad. You know what I mean? But it's not only that a player did that, but it's that player, that Bryce Harper.
It's Bryce Harper.
That did that. It's like, what are you kidding me? We're going to roll out a curveball machine?
It's outrageous.
Like, what are we rolling out next?
No, but it's outrageous that
we're going to burn some sage in the clubhouse.
It's outrageous that he actually said that.
We need an exorcism.
He laughed at him.
He did.
Bryce Harper, how do you come back? Like, that's what I don't know. I don't know what you do. Again, I don't think this is all Gabe. I think that there are, you know, he's a half a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how you come back from that, from Bryce Harper mocking you. He mocked you.
He did. And it wasn't like it was a premeditated mock. It was a mock that came organically.
No, that's
like
worse.
That is worse. Because he's like,
Bryce Harper,
seriously?
Like Bryce Harper's not trying to mock anybody.
He probably felt bad. That's why he collected himself. So I'm trying to answer the question.
Exactly. But he
was like, seriously?
Dude,
is that what he's doing?
Dude,
I'll be there at 5 when the machine's off the field.
He snickered.
We'll bring out a curveball machine and we'll bring out a live arm.
I mean, seriously? We'll break out the curveball machine.
No.
Does anybody know what, Matt, do you know where the curveball machine is? Do we have the latest technology?
Dude, that's bad. Yeah, and they're gonna come back from this?
They're in trouble, man. They're in big trouble. I don't know. It could get real ugly at that park coming up in the next couple of days with the Mets.
Mean, I don't know. I'm thinking Mets aren't that good, but
yeah, neither were the Marlins. You know what I mean? I mean, it was the Marlins. You're right. It's like an independent league lineup, and they just got smashed for 3 at home in front of their home fans.
And they got drilled yesterday.
Yeah, that was his bat. That was the low.
You can't find. Maybe that curveball machine can pitch one of every fifth day.
That may be better than Velasquez.
Dos Santos.
Do we have a curveball machine? No, do we have a, we need a hard slider machine to come in as a closer. Like the Lidge 2.0 machine. You know what I mean?
But even like they don't bust it. There's no, the only one who really cares is Bryce.
Well, he's trying to get every bag.
But he's trying too hard.
Yeah, he's trying to use effort to overcome deficiencies, and that's hard to do.
Segura could care less.
Nah, he's a mutt. Total mutt. Let's go back to the phone. 610-632-0975. We are bleeding right now in Philadelphia. Let's go to Todd in Allentown on the Fanatic. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. All this talk about Gabe Kapler and coaching, I know just from listening to you guys as long as I have, you guys both played sports and both coached, I believe. So my question is, who does Gabe as a manager go to as to, like, a player? Like, who is the glue guy on the Phillies? Because here's my point. Mm. Sometimes, like, you can go in and you can be a white shirt, but then you leave and guys are laughing at you because I've been listening to you all morning. But who is the guy that he goes to and go, what am I doing wrong as a coach or a manager? What should I do? And you go to that guy that you trust, couldn't be always your best player, couldn't be your most highest player.
Yeah, right. You're talking about
player,
more of a veteran presence. But you could have a real conversation with. I don't know what his relationships are.
How am I losing this locker room?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. He's so weird. I don't know that he's got that relationship on this team. I don't know. What you say makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
There's always a guy, a veteran guy that, you know, you hit it off with and you can talk to. You know, where you get the pulse of the men. Every leader needs the pulse of the rank and file.
So who was Charlie's guy?
Whether
Jimmy?
You're a ship's captain or whatever. You know what? He had a lot of guys. But he was different because he had that kind of relationship with all of them. Like, he had
different ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had, and you know, there also were, there was a self-motivated group. That was, again, they won. So, you know, what happens when you win.
And they won, though, because they were a self-motivated group. And the manager knew how to treat every player differently.
Now, I mean, there's something to be said about being a pretty, like, a team.
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like a team.
No, not at all. 610-632-0975. So what should the Phillies do? What's the move? Is there a move? Is it to terminate the manager? Is it... Everybody's going to say, well, get rid of Gabe and bring in Joe Girardi.
Yeah, but you know what?
Simple by theory.
And forget for that for 1 second. But I'm curious what this means to you.
Mm.
Like this seems to... This is the biggest collapse, or the... I mean, it's heading that way. Biggest disappointment, again, since it's Chip Kelly and this.
Yeah.
And Dream Team, all right? So those three... I mean, this would be awful.
It really would be.
But quite frankly, I don't know. I don't know if people are stirred by it.
610-632. It's a great question, Anthony. 610-632-0975.
There you go. Training camp's a month, so.
Yeah. I can sustain for a month. I'll get outdoors and I'll enjoy myself. And they won't be a part of it. It is the midday show. 97.5 The Fanatic. You got to tell the people about the uncles.
Oh, let me tell you about the uncles. Uncle
uncles
Greg.
Would love a day
Uncle
like today.
Paul. Yeah, they're probably still down the shore.
God bless them.
They love the shore. Who doesn't love the shore? They also love the Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, their dealership, right inside the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. What a spot, man. They got great deals going on. So if you're in need of a new Jeep, in fact, I got the new Jeep right now. It's awesome.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's a great ride.
Aristocrat.
Man. No, it's
saw it. That's the boys the other day you had. That's a nice Jeep.
Yeah, the boys love it. You know, and you can get it. I'm telling you, $149 down, $149 a month. All kinds of great deals going on. So head on down to Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Go see the uncles, Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul. They're going to take wonderful care. Online anytime, familyautos.com. And just remember, Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're more than a customer. Yes, you're family. See the uncles for details.
swept by the Marlins. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by All Seasons Comfort Control. Make sure your home air conditioning system can handle the heat this summer. Visit allseasonscomfortcontrol.com because comfort should never go out of season. Phils are now losers of 7 straight games after being swept by the Marlins at home. That's now 2 straight series where the Phils have been swept in. They are now just 1 game above 500 and trail the Braves by 6.5 games. Don't look now, but the Nationals are just 2 games behind the Phils. So the Phils are now in danger of falling to 3rd place in the NL East. They hope to end the losing streak tonight. When the Phillies face the Mets, Zach Eplin will face left-hander Steven Matz. This update is also brought to you by Wawa. Wawa Hoagie Fest is back with all hoagies at Hoagie-licious prices. That's $3 juniors, $4 shorties, and $5 classics. It's hoagie season. Gotta have a Wawa. I'm Andrew Salchunas, all 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertidis. Middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. The most comprehensive look at the Phillies, the NL East, and around the league. The Fanatic Baseball Show with Andrew Salchunas. Weeknights at 6. Hear from baseball experts, scene setters from the ballpark, lineups, matchups, and your calls. The Fanatic Baseball Show. Weeknights at 6 on Philadelphia's Baseball Authority. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being part of a research study testing an investigational drug for adult ADHD. All participants in this research study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study drug plus all study-related procedures at no cost and be eligible for reimbursement for study-related travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-DOC-LEON.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Birds fans, listen up. If you haven't signed up for the away game trip of the year to Miami, perhaps this is going to help. Oh, you better hurry, though. We're flying on a private charter. That's right. Just go to phillysportstrip.com. That's phillysportstrips.com. But you got to hurry. There's still a couple seats left on our private charter to see the Birds play in Miami. Hanging poolside, beachfront hotel, talking Birds. Then we're going on a 4-hour cruise around South Florida on Saturday. Then, of course, it's game day Sunday. Well, the best tailgate there, too, featuring Cavs catering. Just a great getaway to sunny Florida with our fellow Birds fans. Our friends at Philly Sports Trips has made it so easy. Just go to phillysportstrips.com again. Make a small deposit. The guys who run Philly Sports Trip, just like you and I, huge 4-for-4 guys, their goal is to make this trip one that we'll remember forever. Their attention to detail, forget about it. Trust me, we'll have a blast together. Go to phillysportstrips.com right now. Reserve your spot. That's phillysportstrips.com. And I can't wait to hang with you in Miami.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over?
Yes, I was speeding.
You in a rush to get somewhere, sir?
Well, it is Hoagie Fest at Wawa.
It's Hoagie Fest?
Yes, they have $3 juniors, $4 shorties, $5 classics, and I'm sorry, I was just really hungry.
Follow me. I'll give you an escort.
Wawa Hoagie Fest is here with all hoagies at Hoagie-licious prices. That's $3 juniors, $4 shorties, and $5 classics. It's hoagie season.
There's no place like Wawa for drinks you love. And with summer approaching, now's the perfect time to try our newest frozen delight, the Wawa Freeze. This fruity summer drink is available in sherbet flavors like strawberry, mango, lemon, and more. Chill out with the new Wawa Freeze, now available for a limited time at Wawa. your beverage destination for the sips you crave. Gotta have a Wawa.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Members get more, like a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more five times. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. Looking to protect your engine? Regular oil and oil filter change is the best way to keep your engine running strong and running long. And if you're looking to do the job yourself, AutoZone can help. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about my brand new Mix and Match Any Two for $6 deal at KFC. Pick from any two famous bowl, pot pie, tenders, and crispy Colonel sandwich. The possibilities are endless. You can get a KFC famous bowl and a pot pie, or tenders and a sandwich, or a pot pie and tenders, or a sandwich and a famous bowl, or a sandwich and a pot pie, or a pot pie and a pot pie, or, well, it's not actually endless, but you get the idea. It's a whole lot of possibilities. This isn't rocket science, folks. It's just chicken math. Mix and Match Any Two for $6 at KFC. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Your old gas yard tools may have met their match. Right now, the Home Depot has up to $30 off select Ryobi 40-volt outdoor power tools, like the Ryobi Jet Fan Blower at a special buy of just $129. It has the power of gas without the hassle, a turbo boost for more airflow, and right now, a price no one can match. Today is the day for doing up to $30 off Ryobi outdoor power tools. Red, white, and blue savings only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
Hey guys, Andrew Salchunas here. If you're getting engaged, you have to see Angelo and my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. I got engaged last year and I give them all of the credit because when I dropped down and proposed, I know she didn't say yes to me or my mediocre looks or, of course, my awful attempts at humor. She said yes to the beautiful rose gold engagement ring that they helped pick out. I'm sure there's a lot of guys like me that don't really know what they're looking for when they go ring shopping. Trust me, I had no clue what I was looking for, but things couldn't have been easier. I showed them a picture of what she was looking for, and in minutes they had five different rings in front of me. And once we got down to the ring, they even helped pick out a wedding band to go along with it. Taking that next step in a relationship, it's a stressful time. Trust me, I just went through it. Don't make it harder for yourself by going to a jeweler who won't give you the attention that you need. Visit their store on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and tell them Andrew from the Fanatic sent you. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Hi, I'm Joe Ferrer, the regional vice president at Pep Boys. Before heading out on your summer road trip, make sure your ride is up to the task. Check oil and fluid levels, tire pressure and treads, and don't forget the air conditioning.
Right now at Pep Boys, do it yourself and save $20 with an AC Pro kit. And change your oil for less with $15 off a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil, Mobil 1, Castrol, or Valvoline synthetic motor oil. $15 off, now through July 7th, only at Pep Boys. Offers after mail-in rebate, see restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Find everything you need to be road trip ready at Pep Boys.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my friend Bob Marino, president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. So here's the deal. We've been doing this for 10 years, Bob. Yeah, I hear you got news.
And this is the biggest news in 10 years from us.
What's going on?
And you remember Spring Garden Lending provides bridge loans to build or renovate real estate in the Philadelphia market?
Of course. You're faster than the bank, cheaper than alternative lenders, closing loans in 3 weeks.
Ha, good memory. Now we've added a new unique product to the lineup.
What is it?
We're offering construction to permanent financing with long-term traditional bank rates.
All right, now what are the perks?
Only one closing and customers save on fees and all the hassles.
All right, so you're a player who can now hit and field.
Exactly.
All right, let me get this straight. I'm a real estate developer. Spring Garden Lending gives me a loan to build or renovate a building. Work's done. I lease the property, and then my loan automatically converts to permanent financing.
You got it.
Wow, real estate developers, listen up. Spring Garden Lending's offering one-stop shop construction to permanent financing. Stay tuned for more home runs from Bob Marino and Spring Garden Lending.
Sports Talk for West Philly. 97.5, The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Do some extra work on the field. We'll bring out a curveball machine and we'll bring out a live arm.
Okay. Let me know when you can find
Andrew,
a live
that's
arm.
Great. That is great. Live, Aaron.
A live arm.
Well, I
got to trade for a live arm.
That machine. Now starting for the Phillies, the curveball machine.
It's the CB2000. We've got the latest innovation.
Versus Mats tonight.
Well, ownership spent stupid money on the curveball machine, because that's as dumb as it gets.
So during a break, a gentleman here at Blue Heron walks over and decides to butt in our conversation, which we welcome. And we welcome it. Just relax, guys, he says. The Phillies are fine. They're going to be fine. Give them a break, guys.
They're a good team.
They're going to be good. They're good. They're fine. I go, well, you tell me what you like about them. Let's see. They got no real closer, no ace, no leadoff guy, very little power. What am I missing?
Center fielder.
No, zero back-end rotation, no depth. Entire bullpen blows, basically. How they're going to be good?
That doesn't add up. See, that's bad math. If that turns out that's bad math.
He's a nice guy. You know, I don't mean to jump down his throat, but he goes, but that relax. I hate that. Don't tell me to relax. Yeah. I care about it, all right? I care about this stuff. So if you don't care about it, fine. But don't tell me to relax, because I'm not going to relax. Look at that man. Are you kidding me? I'm not relaxing.
But you know what? I think a lot of the fan base is relaxed, though.
No, a lot of the fan base doesn't care.
Okay, there's a difference there.
Yes.
I think some of the fan base is relaxed and like, they'll get it back together.
They're not stirred by it. They're not. I sense it.
There's a lack of anger.
Well, it's not even like, it's, you know, what you hear from me is a mix of everything, a mix of emotions, right? There's frustration, probably the most of it. There's a sense of loss because I expected them to be a good team and they're not. And that means I expected them to make it through the summer as a contender and make the playoffs. And as constituted, that's not going to happen. So therein lies a sense of loss.
And the other part is there's a massive concern because you don't have faith in, nor do I, in the general manager or
the president to do
the right thing.
I don't.
Because of a philosophical way of thinking.
I don't.
Which is flawed.
Well, and listen, and the guy's nice. He goes, well, they got a catcher. Yeah, okay. I like JT Real Mucho.
Mm-hmm.
But what's that? So?
Yeah, what's that going to get me? Nine games back?
They got a veteran shortstop who clearly does not care a lick about the manager.
No.
I wonder if any of them do. The star player laughed at the manager's suggestion. Left.
Yeah.
I mean, and he mocked him. I mean, this thing's going up in flames. It's right before your eyes. You can't tell me to relax. Boy, he was a Mets fan?
Well, he knows what crap looks like.
No, but that's why.
Why you should know.
That makes it worse, though.
Yeah, you should know.
I don't care, but you're a Mets fan. Go over for the Mets. Stay out of my business.
Yeah, if everything's going to be all right, it's going to be the same way it was all right from 2012 until now, which is not all right in this market.
They're
not good enough.
This is a woefully bad pitching staff.
How about Gabe getting booted the other day? What'd you think of that? His first ejection as a manager. I think it was all BS, by the way.
Oh, really?
I think he was just putting on a show to try and look. And managers do that.
Yeah.
They'll put on a show.
Take me inside.
Yeah, to say to their players, like, look, I care.
Take me inside.
Oh, I'm watching this whole thing. I watched it 60 times to see if I could read his lips. And I think I know
funny.
What he said.
I didn't even care. Like, I don't care about him.
Yeah, it seems so fake to me. Like, he's out there. Oh, I can't believe you made that call. I'm going to stand out here for the next 32 seconds. By the way, I'm going to kick dirt on you in 30 seconds to really make it look like I'm pissed. But I'm really not mad. I'm just trying to stir up my clubhouse. And what I'm doing is I'm also trying to get the fans back on my side by showing that I have a pulse. I think it was all I think that's what he's saying to the ump. You know what I mean? It was all contrived. Like the head bobbing.
I mean, he's trying to do something, right?
But it's all so weird.
I don't know.
Everything with this guy's weird.
What are you supposed to do if you're him?
Yeah, like, I can't break out a Stunod meter on this guy because it's not stupidity. It's just bizarreness. It's the bizarro world with this guy. You know what I mean? Nothing seems. I mean, to say in that press conference.
Well, you should just have the weirdo meter.
Yeah, the wackadoo, right? And right now, a lot of people want to play whack-a-mole with his head. You know, you look at it, everything seems. Oh, before the Mets series, we're going to break out the curveball machine.
I'm telling you, he's not even the real issue here.
Oh, so frustrating. I wanted a summer of baseball. I wanted to fall in love again.
Yeah.
Access denied. Boom, they stamped it. They said denied. Wow. Request denied. It's don't have baseball again, Jason.
No, it's a shame. And like, I feel badly in that sense. That's why I have my sense of loss.
Yeah, I have a sense of loss, too, because I had the expectation that after all this money, that they would, boom, they would be able to help us out. Tim Saunders in the house.
The guy looks good.
Yeah. Well, he's been on the golf course 78 times since the season ended.
Looks good.
That's the problem. The season ended too early. He's been golfing for 2 months.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. I wonder if his counterpart's here. I guess we could go look in the Seven Tap Tavern, see if Coatsy's in there. He's like furniture in a bar.
I'll join him.
Can we move this broadcast indoors?
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to John in Collegeville in the Fanatic. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the air.
Hey, John.
So I was just wanted to. I saw this thing on Twitter the other day that they were talking about for the price that we paid for Bryce Harper, you could have got a closer, a starter, and a solid right fielder. You guys agree with that, or do you think the Bryce Harper contract was good for this organization?
No, I think their money's limitless. So I think it's fine to get Bryce Harper because you can also go get JT Realmuto, and you can also go get a club because you have unlimited funds.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
if you want to parcel out his contract and go, hey, I could have got this guy for $12 million and this guy for $17 million, yeah, you can make that case. But they needed a star here.
Yeah, I just feel not as big a name as Bryce Harper, though, but a big name star for much less money. Not a Machado, one level down from them. And then we could have went out and got a solid rotation pitcher, someone who could have been the ace of our rotation. Because right now, like you said, we don't have a name.
Here's the thing, though. You, who were you going to get? It didn't preclude you from doing that.
What'd you say? I missed that.
Who are you going to get? Because signing Harper did not preclude you from getting an ace.
Yeah.
Or getting another pitcher.
There's still plenty of equity in the bank account.
Like, they tried to go after Corbin. He didn't sign here. They tried. Who else did you want? I mean, I could care less about Keuchel.
Yeah, I wouldn't have won Keuchel. His velocity going down. But
my point is that they're in a different economic, I think, height from different teams. So, normally I would agree with you that you could do that, but I don't think it matters for the Phillies.
What do you think about Harper batting in the leadoff spot? You think that's good?
I hate it.
No, he's not a leadoff hitter. We need to find a leadoff hitter. But what about Scott Kingery in the leadoff? Why don't we try that? We tried everything else.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's a good idea.
Why don't we try you, John?
I'm available.
Sign me up for the Phillies.
You got it.
I'm ready to put Andrew in the leadoff spot.
No,
the rotation.
I hate hitting Harper 1 and Hoskins 2. I hate it. Hate it. You like that, Andrew?
Harper in the leadoff spot?
You like going Harper-Hoskins 1-2?
No, I liked it the first time they did it because I thought they did need to mix things up. But it's now all of a sudden they're hitting home runs again. You should probably move them back to the middle of the lineup and try to get some guys in front of them so it's not all solo home runs.
Yeah.
I liked it the first time, just mixing it up, but not every single game now.
There should be no sustainability to that plan.
It's a horrible lineup.
Really is. Oh my goodness. It's just been, the rug's been pulled out from under us again. Like the dream team. We thought, wow, I don't know if they're going to win a Super Bowl because the Eagles never won a Super Bowl at that point, but they're going to be a really good team. They're going to give us a good ride.
Yes.
And the rug just yanked right out from underneath your feet, if you recall. Let's go to Kavi in Bluebells on the Fanatic. Hey, Kavi.
What's up, guys?
Did I say that right?
Kavi.
Okay. Your name is, you deserve respect to get it right.
No, I know. I got you. Don't worry. I was just calling about what Calvin said earlier about Gabe not really having the team. And I kind of wanted to, I saw the thing at the rain delay the other day. They did like an 08 recap and they were all talking about how much they loved Charlie and loved playing for him. And it kind of just to me shows the difference between them. And it kind of reminds me of Andy Reid versus Chip Kelly too.
Yeah, the Chip Kelly thing is really it's an apt comparison. It's weird because Chip was abrasive, but he was oddly different, and Gabe is odd, and you know they're going with a different kind of I think you know with strange personality, and it's kind of working out the same way.
Yeah, man, and also just to comment on what you said earlier about do you guys care? And yeah, obviously I care. It's the Phillies, but it just feels normal at this point, you know, that we
really
grew up, and then it's all about the Eagles. I feel like this is every year now.
Oh, so
Interesting turn of phrase right there.
Are you a baseball fan by nature, or you know?
The Eagles. The Eagles are the number one for me, but I still care about the Phillies. But it just feels like every year I'm at this point, I'm disappointed, and I'm like, all right, well, season's over. Now let's just focus on the birds.
Yeah, and you have to find a way to accept it because it's what happens repeatedly. So you shouldn't be shocked by it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel the same way you do, and that's unfortunate because it's been since 2012 that they've been a team that you would say felt real. And was a real contender.
Yeah, definitely. I just feel like they need to get rid of Gabe.
Mm. You know, the only thing is, though, you're probably right, but I do think the problem lies above him.
I mean, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I just think it's an organizational kind of that's their belief and philosophy. And, I think that's where the problem truly lies.
So essentially, as long as McPhail, Klentak are making the decisions, it doesn't matter because...
Well, unless you got a strong manager that probably is not beholden to them.
Yeah, but they're not going to hire that guy,
let me ask you a question.
Right?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Like, would you want... Now, again, I don't know.
Cut your legs off, right?
I mean, would you want, like, you know, you have to run the year lineup by the general manager?
No.
Not that I think...
Joe Girardi's not coming in for that setup.
Like, I don't know that it's the case, but I do think they're very hands-on. So... Along those lines.
Any guy like Girardi or a guy with pedigree that would come in here was not coming in under that structure. He's going, dude, I'm the manager. You're the general manager. Your job's to get me players. My job's to put the players in the field are the best on the field to put me in a position to win.
Yeah, but they invented the game.
You do yours, I'll do mine.
They reinvented the game.
Yeah. So, and no guy's coming in under that structure. No way.
That's the biggest issue I think he got going. Now, we'll see. You know, maybe they're right. Maybe over the long, maybe the numbers will bear out over the long haul. I don't think so, but.
Well, they haven't bared out since August of last year where they're like 19 games under 500.
Yeah, I heard Klentak on with Mike and I, you know, hitting season's coming. Everybody robs the Charlie line.
When's it coming? Does he have an arrival date on that?
2020.
Can we get an ETA on hitting season, Matt? Because it's warm now. I mean, it's June.
Well, once the curveball machine gets here.
Oh, were they shipping that up from Clearwater?
No, but that last caller was awesome. You know why? Because I think he speaks for the majority of people.
In what sense?
This is what people think. Yeah, if the Phillies are good.
Great.
I'm in. Let's go to the party. Let's have a party. If they're not, meh.
No great loss.
Training camp. Let's go, Birds. Because ultimately, all I really care about are the Eagles.
Yeah, the Sixers. And
I'm talking more
immediate.
Right. The Eagles are the next team up. Football is the next sport up.
That's always.
and people go, you know, listen, if the Phillies are good, I'm all in.
Yeah.
If not, I'm not going to lose any sleep.
Yeah.
I believe he speaks for the majority of people.
Yeah, I think that you're right. And because.
Am I going to worry about this team? Yeah. What about Gabe Kapler? I'm going to be sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to stress over it.
Right.
Now, if the Eagles went into this situation, like going into this year where we expect huge things, and the floor fell out like this, there would be blood in the streets.
Yeah.
There'd be pain. You go to Wawa to get your coffee. You'd see the pain on people's face.
Yes.
If they're struggling like this. You would.
Yep.
They'd be freaking out. And they'd be demanding a body.
No, we would be upset. We would be, you're right, the people would be forlorn. It would be noticeable. We would be despondent.
And that's even with a team that won a Super Bowl 18 months ago.
Yeah, well.
Let's get back to the phones. Raul in Montgomeryville on the Fanatic. What's up,
Raul?
How you doing?
Remember those days?
Yeah. What's up, Raul?
I'm doing
good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Sixers, Eagles, and Philly. I think the Sixers should re-sign all their players and run it back again.
Yep.
And I think
I like that. I'm a big fan of run it back.
Yeah.
And plus, you get the Cuz stamp of approval on that idea, Raul.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Butler and Tobias will re-sign. I think they love Philly, and Philly fan love them. So I think we'll re-sign all the players. And I think the Phillies need a better manager that knows how to treat the players the right way and that understands the game. And I'm ready for the Eagles season, and I think DeSean Jackson will have a big year for the Eagles.
Mm. Right on, Raul. Right on, baby. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Here you go, man.
Yeah.
That's it. We're ready for the Eagles season. Ready for DeSean.
On a go.
Here he is.
Turn on the afterburners and just go. Goes. And Carson, see if you can outrun Carson, his arm.
I can't wait to see the Ginger Jesus back in action.
Oh, kidding me? The one thing I disagree with that, he said you need a manager that's going to teach these guys. No. They shouldn't need to be taught. Here's Kajana, by the way.
It's your boy.
Yeah. God, he was a good Penn State running back. Tremendous.
We got to do something for our first college football season.
Oh, I can't wait.
See, here's the thing. I don't have a team. I mean, I have Temple, but...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't have a, you know, that kind of team.
An AP team.
Not until, you know, when Matt Rhule left, that was that.
Yeah. And now Jeff Collins out.
But, you know, you're Mr. Penn State.
Yeah.
I hate Penn State.
Like we were talking to Big John Runyon.
Yes.
And we're talking about his boy, he plays in Michigan. And he's going, how are they looking this year? He goes, they got Notre Dame in Halloween weekend.
Halloween weekend.
We got to go to the Big House. Halloween weekend.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be outrageous, right?
See the Irish.
Oh, kidding me?
Irish.
I was telling you the other day, like...
Notre Dame, Michigan.
When those
Halloween
two teams
weekend.
Are good...
Wow, that's outrageous.
And we go, well, how are they looking this year? He goes, well, it comes down to the same thing it comes down to every year. Right back when John was playing.
Yeah.
You got to beat Ohio State, you got to beat Penn State.
It's true.
Now, Ohio State more so than Penn State, as long as James Franklin's still there. I'm thinking barefoot kicker. But that like I got a horse in the race.
You have a legit.
No Trace, but I got a horse in the race.
No, you do. You have a legit squad.
Yeah,
I'm
looking forward to.
You know, again, and remember, I got scarred from years of being trampled by Penn State.
Yeah, and then finally
you were Temple man, and I remember being at the vet, 66-3.
Oh, is that 94?
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be here. Before,
so I feel a certain way about Penn State.
Yeah, well, you have disdain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part of that's stemmed in jealousy.
Yes.
But...
I agree.
But it is still disdain nonetheless.
Yeah. No, so I'll take the Big Ten field
Saturday. You can go Big Ten field?
I go Big Ten field every Saturday.
So like Iowa, Wisconsin?
Yes.
Yeah, you're in.
I'll go Big Ten field for you.
610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. During the timeout, I'm going to put together the countdown clock to that first game, the Florida Miami game.
Yeah,
I think it's August 26th.
What's your schedule look like? They never play anybody the first 3 weeks of the year.
I got to look at it. We get like some
Akron,
some MAC team.
It's terrible.
Yeah, Drek. Well, it's preseason. That's why college doesn't have a preseason. So They
come on,
line up a couple
other
of
teams schedule real competition.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Alabama does.
I mean, when I was at Penn State, they would get USC for the kickoff classic like three of the 4 years I was there.
Yeah.
Well, three of the six
years.
Trying
to fatten up on Western Michigan.
Well, they knew what they were doing. Western Michigan. I love it. 610-632-0975.
Chippewas.
It is the Midday Show, and we are live at the Ron Jaworski Celebrity
People Don't Care. They don't care. They just can't wait for the field. They just go, we're Eagles.
So there's no sense of loss.
That's what I take from Avi, and I believe he speaks for the majority of people.
Well, let's find out.
You tell us.
610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show. We're back right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about Parks Casino, shall we? Oh, the fine Parks Casino. We always have a great time, Parks Casino. They have Cousins Corner every Thursday. And, of course, don't forget Parks Casino, my casino and sports book of choice right off the street road. Because usually we've been at the satellite spots, the Oaks and South Philly Racing Sports Books. But the Parks Casino outrageous. It's got everything. 3,200 state-of-the-art slots, 115 table games. It's perfect for a date night or a girls or guys night out. Amazing beer garden, Parks Grill, Chickies and Pete's, Liberty Bell Gastro Pub. Bet with the best at the Sportsbook. Three locations. Again, Parks Casino, Bensalem, South Philly Racing Sportsbook, Packer Avenue, Oaks Racing Sportsbook, Route 422 in Oaks. You can play and cash your winning tickets any of the three spots. Visit the Excite Center for these great headliners. Pat Benatar, Melissa Etheridge, and Liz Phair, June 27th. Patti LaBelle, July 12th. Cheech and Chong, July 26th. George Thorogood, July 27th. Squeeze on August 16th. John Fogerty, August 17th. Jethro Tull on September 17th. Comedian Vic DiBenedetto, presented by Baldini Communications, on October 18th. So all kinds of great headliners. Visit parkscasino.com for tickets. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Back live at Blue Heron. Here's Mike Quick. Carrots, some Harris potato chips.
It's like a commercial.
That's awesome.
Make hers yours.
It's the hers, flat and crunch of the game.
Yeah.
Classic. We're live at Ron Jaworski's 35th.
Wow.
Annual golf tournament. Blue Heron, beautiful course. Ron Jaworski Golf. Jaws does a great job, man.
Saw a lot of the heavy hitters here teeing off at one here at Blue Heron Pines. And I'm not sure who it was, but he was either, I think he was a former NFL player because he was built like
crushed the ball.
I think he drove the green.
Yeah, that was a shot.
It was a bomb. Yeah, you heard everybody here on the tee box. Oh!
Yeah.
They went in the air a while.
You heard it. Hey, Andrew, let me ask you, because you are an inside, you did a great job on the baseball show.
Thank you.
6 o'clock tonight, by the way.
Let's bat this around a little bit. And seriously, let's look at this thing. Because what's promising or good about the way this team is built? So let's start there. I think let's try to accentuate what is positive that you can look to this team.
Well, what's positive is on paper, they should be a good hitting team. On paper, they should be. So Right. Maybe some of these guys eventually get out of slumps, but I said this on Friday. You have six guys that could be in your everyday starting lineup. Now, Franco's not in the everyday starting lineup, but you have six guys that could play that are hitting under 200 in the month of June. Segura was one of them, Franco, Hernandez before we got a couple of hits, Sean Rodriguez, Andrew Knapp, and there was one other. Well, so you had six guys.
Honestly, Rodriguez and Knapp are part-time players.
You're right, but Gabe likes to use these guys. Sean Rodriguez played every day for a week.
He overuses them completely.
Yes, because they're friends. Mean,
the lineup is just anemic. When you have, like, I call AOs, automatic outs, you got so many AOs. Like, that's what Sean Rodriguez is.
Did you see the stat this weekend for Andrew Knapp? Andrew Knapp has, horrible. I believe it's 158 combined hits and walks. He has 152 strikeouts in his career. Yeah, he is six strikeouts away from tying the amount of hits and walks he has combined. I don't think that's possible.
No, he's
like, only a pitcher should have those numbers.
He's got awful. He's awful.
Yeah, it's hitting.
But again, here's the problem, though. See, when we're looking at it, they don't have enough. They don't have enough depth. And this pitching staff, dude, I don't know what to do with it.
You know what to do with it. You got to blow it up.
And they don't.
Stinks.
He refuses to give those guys roles. Look at Mike Quick. Where's the hers at? You just dropped them off, man.
You didn't drop any off at our table.
I just saw you drop them off. Oh, I would have bought you. I am. You look great, man.
A Hers diet.
You look great, brother. Good to see you, man. Always great to see you, Michael.
How you doing?
Look at him. Look handsome, man.
Still got good hands.
For Mike Quick, that's why you're everybody's hero, brother.
Hit him straight. I bet you he hits it long.
Yes.
Good golfer.
Yes. Yes. But they don't. I mean, Andrew, what? Go back. Let's go back to their approach. What is their approach? I see them miss. I see them take first pitch fastballs. Like the idea of hitting, the simplistic idea is to hit off the fastball.
Yes.
And to get your pitch to hit. So if that pitch, if it's a get me over, there's no sense in taking that pitch.
I get
Arch hacking.
I get being selective, but what they try getting some of these guys to do, especially, it started in AAA with them when Dusty Wathan was down there. They wanted guys to basically cut the plate in half, and that half was if your hot zone is inside and your cold zone's outside, if the pitch is outside,
everything outside,
don't swing at it, even if it's a strike. Yeah. Because if they swing at it, analytically, it tells them, well, you're going to have a bad swing on it. So cut it in half, and you won't have any bad at-bats. Now, here's the problem. When you're 0-2 in AAA, you can maybe get a hit. When you're 0-2 against Max Scherzer, you're not going to get a hit in the major leagues.
Dead man walking.
And now also add to this, these young kids are going up to the plate saying, oh, I can't swing outside. I can't swing outside. Yeah. Whenever you played sports growing up, were you thinking when you were playing?
No, of course
not. No, instincts took over. So these kids are going up to bat and are thinking, all right, I can't swing anything outside. Well, and before you know it, the pitch is behind them.
That's the whole problem with analytics and talking about the hot zones. I mean, you got to be taught correctly. And that's where, you know, you wonder why John Maley, people are pointing a finger at him. He's teaching what Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail want them to teach.
Yep.
That stuff's a directive.
Yeah, he's not making that decision.
It's all a directive to look at it from an analytic standpoint.
Yeah.
Come on.
And he was willing to be the sheep that read everything and then tries to teach it all the kids.
Man. He needs a job. Exactly.
Whatever. You get a chance in the big leagues. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But come on, man. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is they are 100% analytics driven. That's their religion, and that's why they're not a good hitting team.
Yeah, and they're nothing doesn't matter.
They're being taught incorrectly, and you know,
as long as that's the organizational philosophy,
it doesn't
don't expect to change. Yeah, it doesn't matter who's making the decision. Who's the coach.
I watch them take pitches. I go, what do you
why?
Yeah. What do you want?
Well, the players are paralyzed when they get to the plate. You're mentally paralyzed, guy. If you have to think at that level of playing sports, you're dead. It's why, like a new guy, it's why you don't make trades in the NFL, because a new guy's coming into a new system. He can't just go out there and instinctually play because he has to learn. And when you're learning, you're thinking. It's why it doesn't work, right? If you have to think on the field of play at that level, forget it. You're done. You've already lost.
Where are they at, Andrew, with home runs
in the league?
Yeah.
They were in the 20s, but let me check.
Yeah.
The last I remember.
Yeah, when you look at where they are power numbers wise, it's horrible.
But that's what flies against everything they're teaching because they're expecting they want everything to be home run and not scratch out a run, you know.
Right now, they are 24th in Major League Baseball. Yeah. They have 91 home runs, tied with Baltimore, by the way, who's played one more game.
Baltimore's dreadful, too.
Horrible. To be in any category with Baltimore, with the Orioles, is pathetic. The Twinks, mind you, lead the big leagues with 147 bombs. Seattle with 147.
And how many do they have?
147.
How many did that Phillies?
91.
Also, keep in mind, the Phillies team batting average is 23rd in baseball, and I know they're really big on on-base percentage, 19th in baseball, so it's not even like they're doing that well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was no leadoff hitter.
losing McCutcheon hurt a lot.
It did.
It shouldn't be this.
But here's the other thing, too, while you're built. Like, I think, and he got hurt on a freakish play, right?
Yep, right.
Like, he got hurt on a freakish play. But my man is, I mean, you know, older player, he should have been outperformed and bailed you out as a leadoff guy.
You were getting more from him than you expected.
They still don't. They don't have a leadoff. It's amazing that they put no value in the leadoff.
Well, I think if they were to be buyers at the trade deadline, they'd try and buy somebody who can play center field and also lead off. But at this point,
do you? But you, I don't know that. I don't know that that's the case.
I would hope they. At least I would hope.
Do. Well, a lot of hunch angles.
I don't know. I don't know. The analytics says there are no steals.
Yeah, you're right.
It's amazing.
Analytics only care about speed, the top of the order.
It really is amazing what's happened here. The rug has been pulled out.
And look, they're not the only ones. I mean, in fairness to them, Grandal, the Brewers catcher, led off yesterday. Did you see that, Andrew?
Yes, which is ridiculous. Anthony Rizzo leads off for the Cubs at times, and he's slow as molasses.
Not only is he slow, he's your power bat. Yes. You lead them off?
But here's the thing. The Cubs won the World Series a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they won the World Series because they had talent. They had the Astros. Oh, the Astros are big analytics.
Yeah, but look at the talent they have. Yeah, they got guys out there. They go smash.
Right, they go 1-9.
Yeah.
And they got a good pitching staff, and they got a back end of the bullpen. I mean,
maybe we didn't get the email or the memo about baseball and the way it's changed. Do we sound like dinosaurs?
I mean, a
catcher as your leadoff hitter?
All it is, it's everything.
Openers.
Everything's cyclical, right? And then it fails. And then it goes back to something else.
Well, it goes back to instinctual baseball.
Right, well, the root of the sport.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, listen, God bless the Rockets, but how'd that work out?
Yeah, they won with that analytical approach and Daniel Morey. Well, let me ask you this, because football, it went pass. What's coming back a little bit now?
Yeah, because, when you have undersized linebackers, take advantage of it, right.
Yeah. And you see these incredible athletes running back with Saquon and Zeke.
Look, it's never been a mystery there.
Nope.
You're a nickel. Watch Brady. I'm going to run it. Right? You're a nickel. I'm going to run.
Yep.
I mean, that's it.
610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.